Supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, focus here. I won last week.
All right.
You did?
Tom leads the series, though, 9-5 with two ties.
I didn't remember you winning last week, but okay.
Oh, you see, you're trying to block
it. I put
it
my losses out of my mind. Okay, right. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Starting off with Stephen Colbert as the subject number one. Stephen Colbert is completely deaf in his right ear. Fact or bullcrap?
Huh?
I don't think that's true. I think that's bullcrap.
Fact.
It is fact. He had surgery in the first grade to deal with a perforated eardrum. The surgeon botched it. If you look at him, his right ear is funky. It's weird looking. Fact or bullcrap? Stephen Colbert is French.
I kind of thought he was Canadian. Canada.
Canadian.
I think that's bullcrap.
Yeah, it's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He's Irish, German, and English, not Canadian. He only pronounces his last name with the silent T because his father thought it sounded better that way. Some of his family members still pronounce it with a hard T at the end.
Depending on whether they liked his opening monologue from the night before.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm Joey Colbert.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any. Hey, aren't you Colbert? No, I deny him three times. Fact or bullcrap, Stephen Colbert is an only child.
Well, that would cut down on the number of people who have to say they are Colberts.
Sure.
I think this is bullcrap.
I think it's bullcrap, too.
It is bullcrap.
His sister, I believe, who was running for Congress or something in South Carolina, right?
Yes, that was true, right.
It is indeed bullcrap. He is the youngest of 11.
Wow.
Seven brothers, three sisters.
We can see what his dad liked to do in his spare time.
Oh, my. Mrs. Colbert. He was in the second Hobbit movie. He was in the second Hobbit movie, fact or bullcrap?
With the weird ears, he'd fit right in.
Fact. You know, I think he did beg for a cameo role, and I think it was some movie. Was it the Hobbit movie? I'll say this is fact, too. I'm not sure.
It is fact. He got a film cameo when he visited the set in New Zealand. Rumor has it he also did a cameo for the third Hobbit movie, which comes out in December. Peter Jackson once said he's the biggest J.R.R. Tolkien nerd he's ever met.
Mm.
That's going some. Fact or bullcrap, the last question or statement in that segment. Fact or bullcrap, he used to be a correspondent on Good Morning America.
Let's go to our roving man in Northern Ireland, Stephen Colbert.
Aye.
No, I don't think so. This is bullcrap.
He was a correspondent on The Daily Show, so this is bullcrap.
It's a fact.
What?
Yeah, he was in the late 90s. He did two reports, and then they fired him. Only one of those reports actually made it on air. All right, here we go to the second half.
I'm down one.
Mm-hmm. This is on again, off again, celebrity couples. Mm-mm. Statement number one, John Mayer and Katy Perry have reportedly broken up three times. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, John Mayer is from Andrew Ward High School in Fairfield, my alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
It's from my sister's graduating class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who has the bigger picture in the lobby of the school there, you or him?
Said that my sister reporting back here, that he was the most arrogant person because he had his record deal in his senior year.
Yeah, so he thought he was hot stuff.
I don't know anything about the Katy Perry thing. I know about the Jennifer Aniston thing. I think this is bullcrap.
John Mayer is a serial dater. I think he has broken up at least twice with Katy Perry. It might be three times. I'm going to say this is fact.
It is fact. Once in 2012, once in 2013, and they split up again this past February. Jude Law and Sienna Miller separated in 2005 after he had an affair with the nanny.
Mm.
Then they got back together in 2009, and they're still married. Fact or bullcrap?
I think this is bullcrap.
This is a different type of homeschooling, apparently. I think this is fact.
Homework. Oh, yay. It's bullcrap. They got back together in 2009, but they split up again in 2011.
Tom has taken the lead 5-4.
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee got a divorce in 1998 after she accused him of domestic abuse. But they got back together again 10 years later. Easy. Apparently.
Well, they're not together now.
Apparently, he hit her with a blunt instrument.
They're not together now.
Could hit him with two blunt instruments.
This is, Well, you're first.
This is fact.
Bullcrap.
It's fact.
Ah!
He even served 4 months in jail. Then in 2008, he told Rolling Stone, quote, "We only had given it a try about 800 times. 801, here we go." They broke up again a few months later.
Yeah.
Tied 5-5.
Harrison Ford and his former Star Wars co-star Carrie Fisher dated and broke up 3 times in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s.
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. They allegedly dated briefly in 1980, in the year The Empire Strikes Back came out.
When the trailer was rocking.
Yeah, but he was married to screenwriter Melissa Matheson during the 80s and 90s, and he's been with Calista Flockhart, for whatever reason, since 2002.
Is this our last question?
This is it.
We are tied 6-6.
Here it is. Tiebreaker. Brian Austin Green from 90210 proposed to Megan Fox twice. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe they are together. Whether they're married or not is the question. I'll say this is fact.
I know no one likes a tie here, but I believe this is fact also. So we're going to be tied however this works out here.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah,
they got engaged in 2006, split up in 2009. They got back together. He proposed again. They got married in 2010. She gave birth to their first son this past February. Congratulations. It's a tie. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I graduated from college a little while ago. That was cool. People always ask you those questions, though. And I was like, "Michael, what are you going to do after graduation?" I was like, "Well, I'm pretty sure my parents are taking me out for dinner." After that, I have no idea. I was an English major. All that's helped me do is critique my rejection letters. My dad didn't want me to be an English major when I first went down to school. He's like, "Michael, if you make the right decisions in 10 years, people will be calling you Dr. Michael." I was like, "Dad, I don't want to be a rapper." I don't have a job. My mom the other day was like, "Michael, you don't have a job? Why don't you just work at McDonald's?" I was like, "Because I don't want to lose my eligibility for their Monopoly game."
News talk. And Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.